Fox Sports Radio.
Back at the Green Heck Fieldhouse, where the ice has been resurfaced and the teams will be coming back out to start the third period in just a moment. I'm Chris Conley, Evergreens 3, Tigers 3, as we start this decisive third period. Back in the studio, this is the final game board hopping, the final game producing and engineering these broadcasts for our Zach Hagenbusher, one of our favorites who is leaving our company. So I guess that this game can be officially called the Hagenbusher Memorial Cup. We'll see who wins over the next period of play here for hockey. Brought to you by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market working hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. And I will tell you, the Hagenbusher Memorial Cup would look great in either of these schools' athletic department trophy cases. Officials will be out in just a moment. We'll get our third period started. Again, weird in the sense that all three of the Evergreens' goals came in a five-minute period, all shorthanded, while they were killing off a five-minute major penalty. Ben Pelequin, Grant Ortel, and Ty Treader. Since Marshfield came back to tie the game with goals by Nick Urban and Isaac Wellens, it is the Evergreens who have had the better looks at the net. So, I mean, you just get the feeling that, I don't know, my sense of this is that the Evergreens are the better team. A.J. Terwiler, the junior goalie from Marshfield, has been kind of shaky tonight. I mean, a very reasonable strategy would just try and pepper him from wherever. Had a couple of pucks pop up on him. Gave up a fluky length of the ice goal back in the first period that made it 1-0 in what seems like forever. So, I mean, Terwiler's been unsure of himself, but, you know, again, you make a couple of good saves in the third period, and suddenly you get the old confidence back. But, I mean, if you were just playing a pickup game of hockey and you're picking sides, I think you'd want to pick the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt before you'd pick Terwiler, just based on how they played today. We're sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Country Fresh Meats, Highways 29 and J in Weston. Teams are out on the ice now. The next goal in this game is going to be huge. Grant Ortel will take the draw against Ryan Krieger. Whistle sounds, puck drops, third period is underway. Here's Jakubik for the Evergreens, who sends it into the corner. Wraps all the way around the boards. Evergreens are chasing. Chai Treader is trying to fill in. Treader is a goal scorer tonight for the Evergreens. Marshfield comes away. 3-on-2, counterattacking chance for the Tigers. Wow, got that in front. Flicked on goal. Glove saved by Ethan Hurt. Turning away Sawyer Schindler. Ethan Hurt's got it in the glove there, and surrenders it for a faceoff to his left. Ryan Krieger against Ortel. Jakubik gets it for the Evergreens. 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Here's Ty Treader near side boards. Treader puts it on goal. A low fluttering puck saved by Terwiler. Treader let that one fly from long range. But again, Terwiler's been just unsure of himself enough. Put it on goal. Make him do the work. So each team gets a shot in the opening minute of the third period. Neither scores. Offensive zone face-off to the left of the cage. Evergreens win it, but it comes out of the zone. Jelic will send it into the corner while the Evergreens clear. Marshfield has it back in their defensive end. Tried to bounce that off the boards. Marshfield still has it. Now go to the far side boards where they circle back. Tigers have to make sure they don't turn this puck over. Almost picking it up there is Ortel. Now Ty Treader, they did turn it over. Treader tried to center right through the crease. Jakubik's stick wasn't down. Evergreens put on goal. It is underneath Terwiler's pads. Shot from the far side board, put on by Ryan Stevens. Terwiler didn't know where the puck was. He was surprised that it was underneath his left pad. See, Terwiler's had that kind of night. Dylan Shiro to take the offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Evergreens try and win it. It's stuck in the States. Ben Pellegrin puts that on goal just wide, and he had the keeper beat. Just wide of the near side post. Terwiler went down too soon. Evergreens hold it at the blue line, send it behind the net. Pellegrin tries to chase up with it. It's the near side boards. Pellegrin behind. Fought to get that puck back. It's in front. It was just behind Ty Treader. Held in at the blue line, though, saved by Dylan Butner. Butner holds the zone to Pellegrin down low. While Treader was in front, they needed something to the forehand side instead of the backhand side. Tough for the Evergreens. Again, Evergreens are outplaying Marshfield in the early stages of the third period, but have nothing to show for it. Still tied 3-3. Evergreens take the puck right back. Dylan Shiro far side boards for Pellegrin. Marshfield tries to wrap it around. Evergreens hold it in. Flicked off the body of Dylan Shiro. Goes into the corner. Marshfield player overskated the puck. Pellegrin tried to center that in front. Shot on goal. Pad save. A blast by Dylan Butner. Evergreens try and gather up that rebound. Came all the way out near the blue line. The Evergreens cannot hold it in. You bet. The Evergreens have outshot Marshfield 4-1 here in the early moments. Checked up against the boards. Brady Bunnell goes cross-icers. Eddie Zinda. Can Zinda get to it? Marshfield player is closer, and Adam Makai sends it to the boards. Marshfield trying to clear this puck out, and they do. Jellick at the red line gathers it in. Yeah, the Evergreens playing with purpose in the early stages of the third period. Down near the goal, Dylan Butner in front to Zinda, a little bit behind him, and the goalie had his stick out and sent it off to the side. Zinda with a pretty good chance there. Zinda now fights behind the net. Back with Shiro. Shiro sent it right through the crease out of the reach of Brady Bunnell. Bunnell had to be crashing the net there, and he wasn't. Got a little bit frustrating now for the Evergreens, outplaying the Tigers, but have been unable to light the lamp. Evergreens with the puck here, going down to block that as one of the Marshfield players. Brady Bunnell denied. Tigers come back. Evergreens have three players back, so nothing doing here for Justin Stanek. Jellick for the Evergreens tries to pick this up, defensive end. Ahead to Ty Treader, who sends it off the boards, out of the zone. Marshfield gathers at the red line, high off the plexiglass. Ty Treader is back. Tigers are on a chain. 13 and a half to play in the game, tied 3-3. Jellick ahead. Jellick is, hooked around by one of the Marshfield players, not called. So we're going to swallow the whistle here in the third period. Evergreens have not had a power play opportunity in today's game. Near side boards, Quinton Shiro holds the zone. Down near the goal line, skating in, Ortel tried to get that in front. Save by A.J. Terwiler. Ortel operating down near the goal line, got it out to the forehand side and was able to carry the puck in front. Terwiler made a nice save there. Evergreens have outshot Marshfield 5-1 in the period. Offensive zone faceoff. Grant Ortel will take it. Evergreen's got to keep working. Eventually, this goal will come. It's out of the zone now to the red line. Sent into the corner by Dylan Butner. Evergreens do not opt for a change. While Marshfield just turned the puck over in front to Ty Treader. Off the blocker and then over the crossbar. Treader was halfway down the circles. A pretty good look at a lot of net there. Marshfield centers back. Grant Ortel tries to hold the zone. Marshfield comes away with it. Marshfield 2, the Evergreens have three players back, trying to get that back in front for Sawyer Schindler, knocked away by the Evergreens' Kyle Jaglinski. Good defensive play. Ahead to Ty Treader, tried to transfer to the forehand side. Penalty coming up here. Got a whistle. Who are we going to take off? Hand is up. The Evergreens are going to go on their first power play of the night. Uh-oh. Ben Bauer is coming off for the Tigers. Evergreens have had three penalties called on them. Ben Bauer comes off at an inopportune time. The Evergreens get the power play here. Penalty comes at 4:23 of the third period. Evergreens skate 5-on-4. Ortel behind the net. Slashing. Evergreens down in the corner. Pellegrin now works behind the net. Pellegrin centers in front. Jakubik shot blocked in front. The Evergreens have Pellegrin jabbing at it and smothered by Terwiler. Marshfield still shoving Pellegrin out after the whistle had sounded. 1:40 to play in the Everest man advantage. The officiating crew with a detailed conversation with some of those players in front of the net. Pellegrin's going to take the draw for the Evergreens, skating with their first power play of the night. Evergreens look to hold this in. Marshfield partially clears. Evergreens will pick this up at the red line. Jakubik goes back to Ortel. The Evergreens will start their rush. Jakubik is onside. Pelequin in the center if they can get it to him. Jakubik stays with it. Pelequin now in the corner, goes behind the net. Can Pelequin get this centered? Down near the goal line, here's Jelic. Jelic back behind the net. Goal line, tough angle. Blocker save. Evergreen still hold the zone, though. Back behind the net again to the far side corner. Treader. Treader circles back. Pelequin's now behind. 1 minute left in the man advantage for the Evergreens, tied 3-3. In front now to Jakubik. It's in the skates of one of the defensive players and taken away. Marshfield cannot clear. Held in by Ortel at the blue line. To Treader in front. Wow, cleared out of there. There's Ben Pelequin, who's on the near side post. Pucks in the corner. Evergreens still have it. Get that to Jakubik. Wide of the near side post. Evergreens peppering the net on this power play, but still nothing to show. Jelic holds in near side. It's behind the net again for Pelequin. Pelequin goes to Treader on the far side boards. 30 seconds left in the man advantage. Evergreens pay it here. Treader in front to Jakubik. It's in front. Jelic had a stick on it. Puck is loose. Evergreens have it now back at the blue line. Ortel flicks behind the net. 15 seconds left in the man advantage. And Marshfield wraps it all the way around and clears it. Yikes. Evergreens are going to be shut out on this power play again. Just 5 seconds left in the man advantage. Here comes the big rush. Taken down is Jakubik. No penalty. Treader carries in. Tied 5-on-5. Treader is pulled down too. Going to call a penalty here. Whistle sounds. Are we going to take one of the Marshfield players off? Yes, we are. Just back to 5-on-5 hockey for just a minute. And Seth Peterson pulled down Ty Treader. He's going to get called for it. The Evergreens go right back on the power play. Seth Peterson to the box. Interference, I believe. Penalty at 6:29. Interference. Evergreens right back to the 5-on-4. Jelic down to the near side boards. Quinton Shiro back to Jelic. Jelic goes cross ice. Ryan Stevens. This is a new power play line out here for the Evergreens, trying to break this shot on goal. Pad loose in front. Jabbing at it for the Evergreens. It's Griffin and it's off to the side. Evergreens still hold the zone. Ryan Stevens. That one's blocked. Rebound shot just over the crossbar for Dylan Shiro. Shiro was halfway down the circle and sent it just high by inches. The puck goes out of play. Wow. Marshfield will get some new skaters out for their penalty kill. 1:29 left in the man advantage. Exactly 10 minutes left in the game. Marshfield wins the draw and sends it down the ice. Evergreen's Ryan Stevens retreats. Marshfield sends a chaser shorthanded. And now Dylan Butner gathers the puck ahead for Alex Griffin. Evergreens can't get this into the zone. Now they do. Dylan Butner sent it to the corner. Marshfield sends it right back out. Popped that puck up. Nick Urban circles back for it. Marshfield possessing shorthanded. And now sends it all the way down. Put it on goal from the red line. And Ethan Hurt comes down and makes a save. Cross ice. Evergreens now start their rush. Here comes Dylan Shiro. 50 seconds left in the man advantage. Shiro sent it to the corner. It's now behind the net. Can the Evergreens get this centered? Wow, that puck is loose in front. Terwiler had to lunge out for it and covered up before Ty Treader could get to it. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. The Evergreens are going to change lines. Out comes the number one line, the Ortel line, coming out here. Still 3-3. 9:11 to play in the game. Evergreens have 35 seconds left in the man advantage. And Marshfield possesses the puck and clears it out. In fact, Marshfield is possessing this puck. Isaac Wellens tried to backhand that on goal. And the Evergreens pick it up behind their net. 25 seconds left. Starting this rush is Dylan Shiro. Got to go the length of the ice. Ahead to Ortel. He's onside with Pelequin in the center. Ortel carries to the corner. He's behind the net. Ortel now to Jelic along the near side boards. And Jelic had the puck go over his stick, goes out of the zone. The power play is going to end there. Evergreens 0-2 on the power play tonight. They'll have to do this 5-on-5. 8.5 minutes to play in the game. Pelequin chasing, bounced off one of the Evers players and goes out of play. Boy, the Evergreens power play 0 for 6 last night, 0 for 2 now. This has been a scoreless third period. The Evergreens have not scored a goal in forever since the first period. Evergreens were up 3-1. Marshfield with 2-1 answered to tie this, both coming in the second period. Evergreens win the faceoff from outside the blue line, send it into the corner, trying to close on that puck, and holding it in for the Evergreens is Dylan Butner. Gives it back to Marshfield, though. Marshfield in their defensive end. Marshfield really hasn't gotten a good look at the Everest net. They've had only 2 shots on goal in the period. That deflects off one of the Everest players and goes out of play. Faceoff will come outside the Marshfield blue line. 8:01 remaining. We are sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, with comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine and sports medicine care. Clinics in Wausau, Medford, Maryland, Clover. Online at bonejoint.net. Not from the blue line, an offensive zone faceoff for Marshfield. Fluttering puck deflected. Isaac Buriel had to go off one of the Everest players, off Jaglinski. Evergreens try and clear this. Evergreens 2-on-2 if they hurry, and off his skates is Justin Jakubik. Jakubik lunged forward. Treader has to wait for the zone to clear. Now Treader goes in near side boards. Treader skating in close, tried to center in front. Sticked away by A.J. Terwiler. Treader, if anything, got a little too close to the goalie there. Terwiler's took his stick out and denied Ty Treader. Treader now battles at neutral ice, got tangled up with one of the Marshfield players and went down to his knees. Marshfield takes the puck away. Shot from outside the blue line, well over the crossbar and out of play over the plexiglass. 7:20 left. Faceoff will come right at center ice. Hockey brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. For DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Ty Treader for the Evergreens. Marshfield's got 3 players back. Treader on goal from over the blue line. Sticked aside to the corner here. Jakubik fights for it. Ortel can't quite get his stick on it. Marshfield player is closest. 3-on-2 counterattacking chance for the Tigers. Hold up, they're onside. Sawyer Schindler puts that on goal cross. I save by Ethan Hurt. Hurt with a big stop. That's Marshfield's best look at the net here in the second half. Came back to Sawyer Schindler, who started the sequence. Nice save for Ethan. Keeps us tied 3-3. Dylan Shiro takes the defensive zone faceoff. Marshfield's got it behind the net. Evergreens of Ryan Stevens chasing. Evergreens now look to fill in, and Alex Griffin couldn't get the puck cleared. Marshfield holds in along the near side boards. Sends it behind the net all the way there. Pelequin closest for the Evergreens. 2-on-2 if they hurry. Pelequin in combination with Nathan, with Dylan Butner. Off to the side. Evergreens try and fight for this out of the corner. Funny bounce. Marshfield gets it back. 2-on-3. Evergreens have 3 back. Wow, the Tigers were offside. That wasn't called. Taken away by Dylan Shiro anyway. Shiro tries to flick this ahead. Bounces off the boards. Marshfield will gather. Wave off, icing there. Evergreens get a partial change. Puck's loose at the red line. Evergreens take it up. Here's Eddie Zinda. Zinda taken down. No call. Zinda from his knees. Flicked that right through the crease. Wow. Zinda didn't give up on that chance. It was a little bit too long for Dylan Shiro. Zinda with a hustle play. Under 6 minutes left in regulation. Soon we will be in the latest stages of the third period, and we are still tied 3 apiece. Fighting for this along the far side board at neutral ice. Dylan Shiro, but Marshfield comes away with the puck. Bound up the boards and into the zone. Marshfield does not have numbers. Jellick is back for the Evergreens. Jellick off Zinda's stick and goes all the way down. This will be icing. Marshfield's going to get an offensive zone faceoff. Which one of these goalies will flinch? A.J. Terwiler has certainly been the more tested of the keepers in the third period. Ethan Hurt's got to make sure he doesn't give up a cheap one. Hurt's only had 2 or 3 saves here in the third period. Offensive zone faceoff for the Tigers, taken by Evan Worcester. Bounces off the boards, wave off icing. Marshfield will retreat, take this behind their own net. Jakubik is chasing for the Evergreens. And the Evergreens, while Marshfield gave the puck away at the red line. Evergreens along the near side boards. Marshfield takes it back, flicks it down. One-on-one the other way, skating towards the goal is Nick Urban, and Nick Urban has scored off a funny bounce at the red line on the near side boards. Urban was able to get ahead of the Everest defender, and he skates in and scores from close range. Nick Urban has given the Marshfield Tigers a 4-3 lead. The goal comes at 11:53 of the third period. Nick Urban has scored for the second time tonight off a funny bounce. That play developed from the near side boards at the red line, bounced funny off the boards. Urban played it right. Nick Urban has two goals tonight, and the Tigers now have a 4-3 lead. Nate Bossen will get an assist. So the Evergreens have 5 minutes to try and get even and maybe force overtime. And that's a weird, weird way for Marshfield to take the lead. But you know what? Bottom line in this game right now is Marshfield scored three unanswered goals. The Evergreens have put a lot of shots on net. Eventually, they got to find the back, and they have not. Marshfield wins the draw, and Marshfield along the near side boards. 4:40 to play in regulation, and the Evergreens are now trailing for the first time tonight. That's on goal. Marshfield's got a player in front. It's under the pads of Ethan Hurt. Wow, Ryan Krieger almost scored, the Marshfield captain. Evergreens got to get a body on him. Krieger's right there on the near side post, unattended. Offensive zone faceoff for the Tigers. And the Evergreens were really outplaying Marshfield in the early stages of this third period, just did not score. And the Evergreens 0-2 on the power play in the third period and have nothing to show for it. Evergreens 3-on-3 coming back. Here's Jakubik far side. Ortell is onside. Ortell gets it back, leaves it for Treader. Shot off the blocker of Terwilliger. Wow! Evergreens are a frustrated team now. Grant Ortell made a pass that was a good one to his trailer, Ty Treader. Goes off the goalie's blocker. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. New line comes out for DC Everest. Alex Griffin's taking the draw. Beg your pardon, that is Dylan Shiro takes the draw for the Evergreens. Behind the net comes all the way around far side boards. Dylan Butner behind the net, Shiro. 4 minutes left, and the Evergreens have a goal to get back. It's behind the net, Alex Griffin. Back out to the blue line. Flicked on goal, wide of the near side post. Dylan Butner didn't miss by much. Jellick tries to keep the chance alive from behind the net. Jellick picks it up. Evergreens don't have anyone in front right now. Jellick now closing on the puck is Dylan Shiro. Back behind the net again. This is Ben Pellequin. Pellequin backhand just over the stick of Alex Griffin, and it comes out of the zone. Evergreens had Griffin in front. Puck was a bouncer, and it came over the stick. 3.5 left. So the clock soon will be friendly to the Marshfield Tigers as they try and hold a 4-3 lead. And Marshfield sends this all the way down. This will be icing. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Only 3:12 left. Yeah, the Evergreens' last goal was Ty Treader's back at 15:44 of the first period. Nothing since then. Offensive zone faceoff to the right of the cage. Grant Ortell takes it for the Evergreens. Evergreens go back to Jellick. Shot blocked. Marshfield 3-on-2. Counterattacking chance. Jellick engages along the near side boards and took the puck back. Now, again, what's frustrating is the Evergreens are playing better than Marshfield. Bounced off the boards. Here comes Ortell. Shot on goal. Blocker save again. Terwilliger denies the Evergreens repeatedly here in the third period. Ortell got a pretty good look. Was skating towards the far side post and carried that down to close range. Here's Ty Treader in the corner. Treader, tough angle there. Sent it from the near side boards to the far side boards. Evergreens Jakubik, that's partially deflected. Marshfield in front, off of one of the Marshfield defenders. 2.5 left in the game. 4-3 Tigers. Marshfield has just iced the puck. Offensive zone face-off again for the Evergreens. Both teams will change. Boy, if Marshfield can hold on for the final 2:25, they're going to celebrate big time on Everest Ice. Shiro takes the draw, comes out in front, but a Marshfield player is closest to it. Bounces this off the boards. Evergreen's Ryan Stevens picks it up at the red line. Stevens trying to get into the corner off one of the Marshfield players. The Evergreens will have to retreat back to their own end, where Brandon Jellick will start the rush. Five on five. Long pass ahead to Pelequin. Pelequin, far side boards, tries to skate in. Pelequin taken down. No whistle. Pelequin was part off his skates to begin with. Lost his balance. That's probably a good no call. Marshfield three on two the other way. Under 2 minutes to play. Marshfield gets that center in front. A save by Ethan Hurt on a bouncing puck in front. Almost steered towards the goal by Ryan Krieger. Evergreen's coming back the other way. Here's Dylan Shiro. Shiro pulled down. They're not going to call that. Yes, they are. Shiro was engaged with Ben Bauer. Bauer pulls Shiro down. The Evergreens will go on the power play for the final 1:38. Bauer off the ice. The Evergreens will look for the equalizer 5-on-4. Second time that Ben Bauer's gone to the box. Interference. Marshfield, now the Evergreens going to take their time out here. Penalty comes at 15:23. There's only 1:37 left in the game. Evergreens will be on the power play, and the Evergreens are trailing 4-3. At some point, too, the Evergreens will try and get their goalie off. That's probably what they're talking about during this timeout. At one point, do you roll the dice and play this as a 6-on-4? Well, the Evergreens, at least for now, have Ethan Hurt still on the ice. I would bet if the Evergreens hold the zone, the Evergreens might indeed try and do that and get an extra skater on and play this as a 2-man advantage. And Everest will be on the power play for the rest of regulation. The far more important stat is that Marshfield leads 4-3. The Tigers have scored 3 unanswered goals. Horn sounds indicating that the timeout is over. The Evergreens will have an offensive zone faceoff. And the Evergreens, you know what? They're going to keep the goalie off. They're going to take Ethan Hurt off. The Evergreens are going to skate this as a 6-on-4. Empty net down at the other end. Ethan Hurt comes off the ice. And why not? This is the right call. You roll the dice here. Evergreens win the draw. Clock is live again. Grant Ortel skates in. Goes cross ice. This is Ty Treader outside the near circle. Treader centers, pops up, and goes to the near side zone. A minute and a half left, and the puck is out of the zone. The Evergreens have to clear. And the Evergreens' Ortel is at his own red line. Now 120, down to 115. Jellick sends it to the corner. Bounces off the boards. Marshfield is closest to it. Ty Treader holds in, though, at the blue line. Jakubik now down low. Again, 6-on-4 with an empty net down at the other end. 1 minute to play. Can the Evergreens get even here? Down near the goal line is Pelequin. Treader. Pelequin back behind the net. Tried to put that in front. Jabbing in front. Backhand side. Save! And the clock stops with 54 seconds left. Dylan Shiro was on the far side post. Tried to backhand that in from close range. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Getting very late now. 54 seconds. Ben Pelequin takes the draw. Won by the Evergreens. Ty Treader far side boards. Treader circles back. Plays it back to Pelequin. And now here's Ortel back at his blue line. 45 seconds left. Clock is moving. Pelequin's down near the goal line with the puck. Pelequin's behind the net. 6-on-4 here. 35 seconds left. Pelequin tries the wraparound in traffic. Puck bounces. It's loose. Marshfield sends it all the way down the ice towards an empty net. It's wide. Evergreens have to retreat. Evergreens have time maybe for one more rush. 25 seconds left in regulation. Long pass ahead to Ty Treader. Treader is engaged with one of the Marshfield defenders. Under 20 seconds to play. Treader has just lost the puck. Marshfield sends it into the corner. 15 seconds, 12, 10. It's back in the Everest defensive end. Time is going to run out on the Evergreens. Marshfield has just defeated DC Everest. 4-3-2-1. It's in the corner. Congratulations to the Marshfield Tigers. The Tigers bench storms out and celebrates. They've come back from down 2 goals. Final score, Marshfield 4, DC Evers 3. The Tigers are going to finish ahead of the Evergreens in the standings this year in the Valley Conference. That is a tough loss. We'll be back to wrap it up in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.